and Kathy Dawes now, along with Riley County Extension Health, Nutrition, and Food Safety Agent Jenny Bernard. And it's Easter almost.
Yes.
And time to talk about eggs and safety. And sometimes people take them for granted, but there are some things we need to know.
Yeah, so this is a good time just to go over some basic food safety. I know people enjoy eggs year-round now, but this time of year, more people may be purchasing eggs and using them if they're celebrating Easter or maybe just having a family dinner, a spring dinner with their family. So we sort of think that eggs are invincible and they can do a lot of things, but we do still need to treat them with care and make sure that we're watching the clock when we have those eggs out.
And what are the limits? I mean, obviously, the Easter Bunny, for whatever reason, decides to hide them outside sometimes. So is that safe or not? You know, is he doing us a disservice or?
Yes. So, yeah. Some Easter bunnies are, you know, very creative, and we want to make sure if we're using hard-boiled eggs. So these were fresh eggs that you've cooked and are now hard on the inside. Those still can be a food safety hazard if we leave them out too long. So the best recommendation is to not have them out for more than 2 hours. So the Easter bunny should not be hiding them the night before or any amount of time before the Easter egg hunt begins. About 2 hours is what we want to have. If it's been longer than 2 hours, let's say we forgot to find some of the eggs. Sometimes they're really hidden well, and we find them later in the day or more than a 2 hour mark out, we would not want to consume those eggs. So we just want to throw those eggs away. Now, if you're using the plastic eggs, those are fine. Obviously, there's no risk to those. I guess maybe it depends on what you put on the inside. But those hard-boiled eggs, we definitely want to take care of. If you find an egg that you hid and it accidentally got dropped or cracked, again, we just want to throw those away. We don't know exactly what's happened to the egg, and so we don't want to take any risks.
And they should be refrigerated as soon as the kids find them?
Yes, so we want to make sure that those eggs stay refrigerated after they've been cooked, and then as soon as we find them, getting them back in the refrigerator again. You have 7 days from the time they're hard-boiled until the time they need to be eaten, if you maintain that two-hour window, making sure that you don't leave them out for more than 2 hours. So as long as you stay within those guidelines, make sure that you keep them refrigerated for 7 days, you can take them out and enjoy your quick Easter egg hunt and get them back in the fridge, and then you can still keep them for up to 7 days after the day that you hard-boiled them.
Lots of creative ways to use the eggs. I love egg salad sandwich. That's one of my very favorites.
Yes. So your 7 days includes other things that you might do with it. So sometimes we get tired of just eating plain hard-boiled eggs. You know, I think of eggs sort of like turkey at Thanksgiving. Sometimes we have to come up with other ideas of how to use them. But let's say after 3 days we make an egg salad. We still only have 4 days to eat that egg salad. We don't get another 7 days. Our time doesn't start over every time you make something new with your hard-boiled eggs. So your clock is always from the day that you first hard-boiled them. So sometimes it's nice to write that on the container or put a little mark on your calendar if you have a lot of eggs. I know I have children and we hard-boiled a lot of eggs, so they each get lots to do and color. And so if you have a hard time keeping track of how long you've had those eggs, just jot a little pencil mark on the outside of the carton.
Okay. And nutritionally, they can be quite good for you, although, and I don't know, cholesterol seems like they go up and down on what they say about that.
Yes, I know. The poor eggs, it's on a roller coaster ride. So, you know, one day you will see a study that comes out that says eggs aren't healthy for you and you should avoid them, and the next day you'll see the opposite. So what we really try to recommend to people is if you don't have a family history of high cholesterol and you haven't been put in any restrictions, dietary restrictions, then it is completely fine to consume eggs in your diet. And sort of the recommendation, an average is about an egg a day. So I know most people will probably have more than that if they're making scrambled eggs or an omelet or things like that. But if you sort of average out your egg intake, and if you're not having more than an egg a day, it's really not going to have any impact on your dietary cholesterol. So those folks that do have to watch their dietary cholesterol, maybe they have a family history or maybe they're taking some medications that will increase their cholesterol, they may to try to limit the amount of eggs that they do consume. But most people can still consume some eggs at some point during their normal week.
But I would think frying them with the oil and everything would make that cholesterol even a little bit worse.
Yeah, so, you know, this is sort of the same truth with our fruits and vegetables. It's usually the sauces or the other things that we add to them that get us into trouble. So if we're using lots of fats and oils that may be increasing those calories, that may be what's more important to watch than the actual ingredient itself of eggs.
Anything else about eggs we need to know before we maybe talk briefly about Walk Kansas?
Well, I get a lot of questions this time of year of how to actually hard boil them. Sometimes people don't do that often, and so they don't realize how simple and easy it is, and you don't actually have to cook them for a long period of time. So if you just put your eggs in your pan in the cool water, put the lid on it, bring it up to a boil, and as soon as it starts to boil, pull it off and let it sit there for about 10 minutes. Your eggs will be perfectly done. So you don't have to cook them for 20 or 30 minutes. Sometimes people get them overcooked and then they're hard and rubbery and nobody likes that. So just really simple, put it in the pan, bring it up to a boil, put the lid on it and let it sit for about 10 minutes and you're good.
I actually have an egg cooker that does it for me. You turn on the little switch and it just does it for you. You put a little water in the bottom of it and I love it.
Oh, that's even better. You don't even have to think about it.
Although they're hard to find. I did discover that. I had one for years and then I went back and tried to find another one. They are not easy to find at all. Well, so anything else, or I guess walk Kansas. That's, as Dave said, it's perfect weather for that. So.
Yes, so we do have people participating in Walk Kansas already, and if you have not done Walk Kansas before or you missed, our teams have already started, but we do have an event that's open to anyone, and it's coming up on May 6th, and this is our Walk Kansas 5K for the Fight and Family Fun Walk. And so this event, if you are just a walker, you can participate. If you also like to run, you can do that as well. And it supports the Johnson Cancer Research Center here at K-State. So it's just a great, fun event. Everybody likes to wear their Walk Kansas shirts and come out, or even if you're not a Walk Kansas participant, you're still welcome to come.
We're waiting to see maybe if we have a phone call before we wrap things up here, but just anything else you want to add while you're here today, Jenny? And again, be careful with those eggs.
Yeah, so if you have any questions, you're not sure what to do, feel free to give me a call. Our extension number is 785-537-6350.
Again, we've had Jenny Bernard with us today, and she is Riley County Extension and Health, Nutrition, and Food Safety Agent. And
before you let her get away, I had somebody call in with a question.
Oh, okay.
Soy as an agent in cancer, for fighting cancer in a diet, how much soy is recommended to do something like that?
Yeah, that's a really good question. And actually, I just had a conversation with someone the other day about this. So there's also similar research that's first came out saying soy was beneficial and protective, and now we've had some research come out saying the opposite. And the research that came out saying to limit soy was related to specific type of breast cancer that's an estrogen sensitive or estrogen receptor type breast cancer. Those folks, it is recommended that they either just maintain the amount of soy products that they're eating or reduce the amount. Everyone else, there really hasn't been shown to be any benefit or harm related to soy products, so you can continue eating the amount that you currently are, but there really isn't any research to support increasing the amount at this time, thinking that you're going to prevent cancer. So if you are a breast cancer survivor, or if you have someone in your family that maybe has been diagnosed, it is important to find out the type of cancer that they have and see if there are some dietary changes that need to be made.
Well, thank you very much for the information. Yeah. It's now about 9:31, and we've been talking again with Riley County Extension Agent Jenny Bernard. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking about Parkinson's. Michelle Hobb with Mineral Arc Hills, and also Bud Cox with Cox Brothers Barbecue about an event they have coming up. And you're listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.
When catastrophe hits and your home or office